Hey friends, welcome or welcome back to the Swoon Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Naz, and today I will be doing another rendition of Love or List with my friends, Manasa and Oriel. Hey ladies!
Hi!
Hi!
How are y'all doing today?
Good. I'm sleepy.
Yes. Tired, but we're excited to talk about Lucky Rudder.
Yes.
Or Sanjay piggyback ride me something. I don't know.
I'm so excited to talk about this drama with y'all. It's going to be so much fun. But first, let's get into a K catch up. So, ladies, what's going on? What are you watching? What are you listening to? Manasa, you can go first.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to be talking for a while, so I hope you don't mind. I feel like, you know, of course you are one of my favorite people to bother about things that are going on in K-music and K-drama. So thanks for always being a, you know, open ear.
Oh, of course. Of course. That's why I'm here.
So last time you had me, I confessed to you that I ordered a 17 album, my first album, despite not having a CD player in my house. I come to you today because I have now ordered the anthology album. Oh my gosh.
I'm right behind you. I need to order that too. So I need to get that one.
And I have to stop after this. You guys have to take away my credit card. I also ordered the Hoshi plush for that artist collection because it was just so cute.
Oh my gosh.
It was just so cute.
That's so exciting.
But really, you guys have to take away my card. I can't be doing this. So I'm really looking forward to their comeback.
Yes.
Me too.
I think from what I can tell so far, it's just like, it's like best of, but also like Korean versions of some of their Japanese songs, and then maybe some other songs.
Yes, I'm so excited for that.
Can't tell. Other K-music stuff. I know I told you this in passing, but I feel like I just really am really, really into Rise, even though they have a grand total of like 4 or 5 songs. Have you guys listened to them yet?
I haven't listened to them at all.
Okay. They are good. They are like really, really good. Talented and just like really, really comedic geniuses on TikTok. I think it's like when you're funny, that's how I get into, you know.
Yeah.
That's a great way to get into a group. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I also told myself that I wouldn't get into this because I just, you know, I want to stay cool, okay?
But, stay cool.
It's okay.
But I've also suddenly gotten into the new Pledis group, To Us. Their album that they released, the mini album debut, no skips. No skips. And I can only think of maybe like 3 albums ever that are no skips for me.
Oh my gosh. I need to check them out.
I'm going to give you like a little plug for them that you didn't ask for. Because yes, they're babies and they look like babies. And all of their music videos are about them doing dances in their school or whatever. But the thing that gets me is I'm a choreography snob, and same. I find their choreography like really, really creative. It's not just all of them doing the same moves, the formations and the transitions are just like really good. I love it. I love it so much. Really creative and really good. So check them out. Anywhere.
I need to check them out. Wait, how do you?
I need
spell
to get paid
name?
For like
sponsorships.
Yeah, Pledis sponsor me. all right, and then my last like K music thing is stayed up for live streaming AGs, Coachella,
oh my gosh.
Which I'm not stayed awake that late in like 6 years. So that was something. The cameramen and the lighting. Those camera people were like struggling for their lives, and it ruined the experience so much.
Oh my gosh, like, really?
People here don't know how to.
Oh yeah, they can't capture everything like they do. Like
it's
in Korea.
Like atrocious. Yeah. There were moments where they like extended moments where they couldn't find who was singing.
Oh my gosh.
Was a point in a climax in like Ariba, which everyone was so looking forward to them performing, where they just cut out the lights during like a really like climactic part of the song for like a long time. It wasn't just like a second like oops we forgot, but they cut out the lights.
What?
And they kept going. Like it was just, it was really, it's like, get it together, you know?
Oh my gosh.
Like, isn't this the reason for the sound check and the, like,
That's what you would think so. That's what you would think. Yeah, absolutely.
It's just insane. I mean, I felt so bad. But, okay, but on the other hand, on the positive side, you know, Naz, I spoke to you about this in passing, I think, when we were catching up over Christmas, but I was kind of, like, talking trash about their live singing abilities.
You were.
but I was very impressed by Sangha and and their mics were on, except for San. Maybe his mic was
he
on.
Broke
he
broke it. He was doing
the...
too much. He broke his mic.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I was like, why is this clearly recorded? Okay. Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay. Mm-hmm. But their outfits also were really funny. Like, as expected, San, no shirt, just a blazer.
Of course, of course.
Mingy started out with a shirt, but then decided like, he didn't want any of it and took it off.
Oh, goodness.
You know, and Mingy's not like up there for me in terms of my favorites, but he looked fine. Really, really good.
Ooh.
There's something about his stage presence that was really good.
Yeah.
Good for him. Okay, so that was my K music. And then I wanted to. Oh, no, Ori, I thought of you this week as well because. I opened up my Spotify app and I got like a little notification that was like, XG has released a new song.
Oh my gosh.
And you know, I hadn't listened to them in ages since like Shooting Star or whatever. But this one is really good. It's actually pretty good. I don't think it'll like get as much hype as like the first two releases did, but I enjoyed it and I thought you should check it out.
Yes, I will. I was literally thinking about them. You was thinking about them the same thing. You was thinking about me and I was thinking about them this week. Because I'm like, they've been really quiet. But I need to check that song out. Thanks, girl.
I think they are trying to stay busy. It's just nobody's giving them the time of day, which is a little sad.
Yeah, that is sad. Yeah.
Must be hard promoting in Korea when you're in Japanese group.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And then also singing in English.
Right, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, and then, Naz, I wanted to ask you if you were doing okay after seeing Taehyung's military pics this week that he released.
I'm not. I'm just really happy that he's healthy. He's healthy and happy. He looks very healthy.
Very.
I'm just glad that there was, like, he released something because it's been a while.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy you're doing well. But yeah, I miss him.
He's so buffed. So
I know.
He's packed on some pounds, which is good for him.
Yes.
Okay. And then what am I watching? I just feel like I need to spread the word about the show My Sibling's Romance, which
so many
I don't know what
it.
Compelled me to start watching it. I must have been really bored. And it is like... It is literally the number one thing that makes me look forward to, like, the weekend. Like, it, the episode comes out on Friday. And I'm so obsessed. It's so good. And it's so funny. It's so funny. Do you guys know what the premise is?
Yeah, it's like they're, okay. It's like people in a house and they're, it's like brother and sister sets. Yeah. And like basically like the people, like the people are dating each other's like siblings and then mm-hmm. like aren't, yeah, that's the only thing I knew about it.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, I used to, before I got into K-dramas and whatever, I used to watch The Bachelor, Bachelorette.
Yeah.
So I do have a little bit of like an affinity for dating shows, but the yeah. way they do it is like very different.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
And this one is just really thought out, and like one moment will have you like sobbing and one moment will have you cracking up. It's highly recommend. I really got it. I really, really think you should watch it.
Oh yeah, I definitely will. It's funny because I was recording with Carol from K-Drama's right. Musings last night, and she loves it. And she was like, oh my gosh, I love it. Like, it's like recently, you know, she's watching the dramas, but she's like, it's been like keeping me going. So yeah. I really want to watch it. I like added it to my watch list on Viki, but oh my gosh, the episodes are 2.5 hours.
They are. They are. But honestly, the way those episodes go, it's just like, this is gonna make me sound insane. I honestly, after the episode finishes, I'm like, man, I wish like hard. There could be just a 24/7 camera or something because I would watch that.
Oh my gosh, I need to watch it because yeah. like you're not the only one that like gushes about it. Like, I see so many people gush about that show online, so I need to check it out because I love dating shows. I love dating shows. I definitely yes. wanted to start watching more of them. So, yeah.
All right. And then I have one last thing and then I promise I'll stop talking. This isn't really like a K catch up. It's, but it's related-ish. I'm going back to Seoul this summer and yeah. I thought I was going to go with a girlfriend. But I don't think she's going to make it. So it might end up being a solo trip. So we'll see. But if any of your listeners are out there and want to eat some food with me in the last week of August and book a flight to Seoul, wow. please hit me up.
Oh, it's going to be so fun. I'm so happy you're able to go again. Like,
yeah.
What a blessing. It sounds like
I just want to go once. Epic.
Ori, do you want to come the last week of August?
I may just sneak in your suitcase, for real, exploit. I'll just be in your suitcase.
Yeah, I will tell you, though, I'm a little picky when it comes to travel buddies because I do not travel with people who are allergic to anything or have dietary restrictions. I'm yeah, sorry to say it like yeah. that. But it can be hard
when you want to kind of like go explore, you yeah. want to go try things, and people are like, I don't need that, I don't need that, I don't need that. You're just like, okay, that takes the fun out of everything. We're in a new yeah. country.
But I guess I shouldn't have said that without knowing first whether, you know, what if you said you were allergic to something and then I'd feel bad. So,
oh no.
Even in this hypothetical mm-hmm. scenario. Anyway, all right.
Aww.
I'm
I
done.
Love it. I love it. Arielle, what about you?
Yes. Yeah, my K-pop is a little longer, so I'll start with, it's not really a K-catch-up because it's the only K-drama that I'm watching currently, but I'm almost done with a C-drama called The Legend of Shinli. I still need to watch the last episode, but it was so good. I love having these historical fantasy C-dramas. They really keep me afloat. They keep me going. I'm still waiting for Lost You Forever season 2, but I'm happy here. So if anybody watched it, let me know because it was actually a pretty good drama. It wasn't like a 10 out of 10, but it was good. It was good. So I have a little story. Speaking of 80s, I saw the little clips, you know, nobody had clothes on. So I think it was like a year ago, which Nash, you can correct me. Nas had this whole phase of like and bouncy, and I was like, this song is not good. I don't know. I don't think I told you that, but I was just like, I don't like it. And I just mm-hmm. didn't like the song. So come to find out, like a week or two ago, their relay race came on and it kept popping on like on my YouTube. Once I finish a video, it automatically plays the next video. And it did that with the relay race. And I didn't turn it off. I was just like, oh, here we go. And I already was starting to like Son because I just watched Kingdom in February. So I was already liking him. I love Hong Joon as well. And I love Jung Ho. I like all of them, actually. But anyway, I was watching it and I was like, wait, do I like the song? Kind of like you were saying, Manasa, like, the choreo be getting me. If I don't like the song initially and I see the choreo, that could change everything. That could change literally everything. So I was watching it, and then the part, the chorus came on, and Son is at the lead on that part, and they did the, like, the Matrix lean back, you know? I was like, I like this song. I like this song. So I had to tell Naz, and she was like, Oreo, please. What is wrong with you? She was like, are you serious? I think you said, are you serious or something?
Yeah, I was like, you have to be kidding me. Like, yes. What? It's been a year. Like, what changed? Like, I was just so confused.
I was like, why couldn't you just tell me to watch the videos? If I watched the choreo, I would have been in love. Well, no, I wouldn't. I needed to watch Kingdom. Mm-hmm. In order to get to know everybody, and then I feel more appreciation for ATs now. So, Bouncy, hey.
Bouncy is so good. I love Bouncy. So
I love
much.
It so much too. Also, speaking of Kingdom, happy belated birthday to my bias that I've got from Kingdom, Sunwoo. He just turned, I think he's 24. Yes, aka lips at this point. I mean, lip gloss probably was after him. But anyway, love him so much. We also, this is another thing. So Smoothie, NCT. Smoothie. Did not like the song, but it's something about Mark Lee and his hips.
Yeah.
Something about Mark Lee and the hips, and I don't know. And I'm not a Mark Lee girl at all. I don't really get the hype. But after the choreo, the dance practices, hearing the song over and over, that specific first chorus, I think I'm a Mark Lee girl. I don't know what happened. The hips. The hips. Okay. I think he's the... Yeah. Yes. Anyway. Smoothie is an epidemic. I like the song. They have all the condiments and beverages in their songs at this point.
They really do.
NCT. Deja Vu is on repeat. TXT. I really want to see them in concert. Naz, are you gonna go?
I don't know. I have to think about it.
That's where I'm at too. Because the tickets are affordable.
Yeah, they're not bad. They're better. They're way better than I thought they would be.
Same. Also, lastly, I think their name is Elliot. I don't know. Yes, Magnetic. This time I want you.
Is that the girl group?
Yeah, they're okay. I think they just debuted. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. That song is daggone
addictive. Yeah.
Yeah. But one thing I do want to say, I don't like how they've been dressing them specifically for their comeback stages. They dress them like babies. I don't like it. I was watching one of their comeback stages and one of the girls had on like a dress you would dress like literally an infant. And I'm like, are we going for a baby? I don't like it. I mean, I understand that they're young and you want to like the youth and stuff like that, but it's going a little bit too far. Too far for me. But I love the song.
Thank you, Oriel. That was a good kick. Yeah, I keep seeing like clips of that Illit group and I was like, are they new? Like, I didn't know where they came from. They just like popped up out of nowhere. So, okay, now I know.
I think they're under Hybe.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. I have to check them out. Okay. For me, I'm watching Queen of Tears still. I'm like so on it. I don't know how to feel. I'm like very like conflicted about how I feel about it. I don't know. And then I'm watching Winter Sonata, which is a drama from 2002. So I watched.
Naz, you're gonna have to tell me how those are because I guess I could be convinced to pick them back up.
Yeah, I know Autumn in my heart traumatized you.
Yeah,
but sorry.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
I didn't know it was gonna end like that. I really like it. It's really good so far. Of course, like there's. I think it's going to get crazy, but I'm really enjoying it so far. And yeah, I'm really, really enjoying it so far. I was watching it last night. I'm on episode 4 now, I think. So yeah. And then my like main thing is like deja vu, like TXT. It is on repeat. I've watched every literally single comeback performance. It's always on. Like, I think they've done like 2 or 3 comeback performances per music show at this point, and I've watched them all. It's kind of like how when Bouncy came out, and I watched every single performance. Like, I've watched all the Inkigayos, all the Music Banks, all the Mnet. I've watched all the Studio Choom and the It's Lot, everything. Like, that song is so good.
Naz will send voice memos, and Deja Vu will be in the background, and then it'll keep going for minutes long.
Crazy. I love it so much. So I think I'm pretty set on like Terry/Taehyun as my bias, and Bumgyu as like my bias wrecker / Yeonjun. Yeonjun, just, he's such a star. He commands he commands attention. I'm really happy here. I love angsty K-pop ballads. It's like right down my alley. Like, it's
fake love.
I know.
Oh, goodness grace.
Oh, but yeah, it's been great. All right, thank guys. You. Let's get into Lovely Runner, the reason why we're all here. I'm going to do the rundown. This is from Asian Wiki. Ryu Sun-jae is a top star who has been in the spotlight since his debut. His life seems perfect, but being in the entertainment industry has completely worn him out. Meanwhile, Im Seol loves Sun-jae as an adoring fan. When she was little, she had an accident. Due to that, she gave up on her dream, but listening to Sun-jae's song on the radio gave her comfort, and she became his fan since then. One day, Seol hears breaking news that Sun-jae has ended his own life. She feels deep sadness over the tragic news. Miraculously, Seol somehow travels back in time 15 years in the past. There she faces Sun-jae, who was a 19-year-old high school student. She struggles to prevent his tragic future. So, Sun-jae is played by Byeon Woo-suk, who you may have seen in Strong Girl Nam-soon, Record of Youth, Flower Crew, Joseon Marriage Agency, and the movie 20th Century Girl.
Yeah.
And Seol is played by Kim Hye-yoon, who you may have seen in Extraordinary You, Snowdrop, and Secret Royal Inspector, and Joy. Mm. So, yes. I didn't know that he was in Flower... Well, I've never seen Flower Crew, but I don't know. I was like, I didn't know that he was in Flower Crew, so that was really... That's really fun. Yeah, okay.
One of the flower people with Min-jae.
Did you remember him, like, from like when we watched like 20th Century Girl and stuff like that? Did you remember him from that show?
You know me, girl. Honestly, it wasn't until you just said it that I was like, oh yeah, he was one of them. He was like the Casanova one that get all the girls.
Okay, so let's get into it. Like, what, like, I don't know, where do we begin? Okay, let's begin with like first impressions. So like, Manasa, you can go first. Like, what did you think about the show, like, when you started episode 1?
I was really nervous about whether the show would be too corny, cheesy, like, or whether it would contain a little bit of overacting. I think there's a couple of things that kind of fed that, because I love the female lead. I think she's a very talented actress, and I've seen like a range of her work where like she can be serious, but also like I've seen the side of her acting that's like a little over the top. So I was hoping it wouldn't be like over the top in this show. Because even though the subject matter is kind of like heavy, or at least the premise of the show is really heavy and serious, I just felt like the time travel aspect of them as kids could be like a little corny or over the top. And I was very pleasantly surprised to find that that was not the case. I thought the acting was good. And then the other like part of the acting is, you know, when someone's just so, so good looking, you know, the reason why they started their career is because of their face and not necessarily because of their
talent,
acting skills. But I was also very, very happy about, you know, the execution of the male lead's acting skills. So overall, first impressions was better than expected. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. I love it. What about you, Oriel?
I think same thing for me. Even though I was looking forward to this, for me, the first couple months of this year, the dramas haven't been like really pulling me in. K-dramas. So anytime I'm watching a K-drama at this point, I'm kind of skeptic. They have to win me over. So even when I was watching the first episode, I was like, and I think I texted you, Nez. I was like, I have thoughts, and they weren't positive. I don't think I said that part. They weren't all that positive yet. But the second episode, I was like, oh, I really like the show. But that's just how I am. You got to win me over in four episodes. If not, I'm dropping the show.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, this was so good. I like the leads as well. So yeah, I'm just super excited. It was really good.
Yeah, I love it. I went into this being really, I was actually really excited to watch it. Cause it just seemed like a, like kind of like, yes, the premise is, set on the sadder side, but it seemed like it was going to kind of be like a, just a really heartwarming drama. So I was really looking forward to it, but I didn't know what to expect really. And honestly, after episode one, honestly, like I was already like in love with it, like from the start. Like I had like no qualms. I was like, this is so good. This is my first time seeing Kim Hae-yoon in a drama. I haven't seen like Extraordinary You or anything yet. So I really loved her. She just has this like, you know, sunny disposition. Just naturally. I feel like it just like naturally emanates from her. And then Byung Woo-suk, I've only seen him in 20th Century Girl. So obviously he's like very attractive and I was really excited to see him as like, as you know, a main lead in a drama. But even him, like I felt like he was doing such a great job and like him playing like a K-pop star. I'm like, how perfect is that? Like just like all the performance scenes and stuff. I was like, he was made for this. Like it was just really good. So yeah, like off bat, I was really happy with the show. And I was like, I think I'm going to really love this. And then episode two just solidified it even more. So yeah.
So good. I also thought it was so, so crazy that the show started out with like a lot of references to like solar eclipses or the band Seamless Eclipse. And it aired on the day of the solar eclipse. Was that planned all along?
It had to be though. Like it had to be. Like I literally wrote that in my notes. I was just like, wow, the timing was impeccable. For the show to come out on the day of the solar eclipse, their band name is called Eclipse. Like, I was like, this, they planned this. And I loved it. Like, I was like, this is very, I love this, like, clever tongue-in-cheek stuff. It was really cute. I appreciated that.
Definitely to appeal to the international audience, because the people in Korea did not know anything about the eclipse at all. Like, I was watching a live and they were like, oh, that happened in the U.S.? So, I don't know if they did that to appeal to the international audience or what. So everybody else don't care.
I didn't know that it wasn't for like the whole world. I didn't realize that.
Oh no, it was only in the U.S. Well, the eclipse only in totality, you know, was only in the U.S. this time. Oh. But sometimes it was in Canada. Sometimes in, it depends where it happens.
Oh, I had no idea. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they did a good job including that because I thought that was really cute. Okay, so let's talk about just like what happened in these like two episodes. So. Oriel, you can go first. What stuck out to you?
Well, of course, the first like major scene in the hospital and like the phone call and stuff like that. Before, you know, I'm sure we'll get to theories later. Before I started theorizing, I was like, wow, this is so sad. What happened? Because I didn't know she was going to be in a wheelchair or something. They don't really say that in the description either. So I wasn't expecting that. And I was just like, wow, I didn't think this is where we were going to start. For some reason, I thought we were going to do the time travel thing immediately. So, yeah, we were there. He already was in the group. I had so many questions. I was like, how did he get her phone number? Do they just randomly have like a yellow book of phone numbers at the radio station and they just randomly choose phone numbers? I was just confused how he called her. But I was like, oh, he said some encouraging words to her, which I also thought about like K-pop fandom when a lot of people say like, wow, this K-pop song or this K-pop group really saved me in a time when I needed to hear them. So I was like, wow, this really hits close to home, even thinking about that. So
yeah. So good. What about you, Manasa?
I don't know if this is going to make me sound like I wear a tin hat, but I was just thinking about how the release of this, there was some like drama about it being really close to like Moonbin's anniversary of passing away, or like that it was really similar to SHINee or something. I don't, I'm not as familiar with SHINee, but I was reading a little bit too much into like the fact that her name is Sol, which is, you know, sun in Spanish, and then like eclipse, and then, you know, Moonbin. I was just going a lot of different places, which makes no sense. And took me a little bit out of the drama. But that's not relevant. I think the hospital scene at the start was really sad. I also found it really interesting that her mom just didn't seem to have it together, like, either. I hope to kind of better understand why that is as the drama continues, because the flashback has her, like, together, you know? She's, like, happy during that time. Ori, what you said really resonates about, like, music can really save you in a time of need. I feel like, I don't know if this is jumping too far ahead, but the other thing that I was spending a lot of time thinking about, especially during that first episode, was her getting around in a wheelchair. Even like impossible in Seoul. If you've been to that city, you will know it is a city of hills and stairs, and it's not like, I mean, ADA is an American term, but it's not ADA friendly. So the idea of her going from like one place to another and back within 2 hours in a wheelchair or riding public transportation, easily was like, okay, this would never happen in real life. Or the scene where she like finds herself in that Cheonggyecheon stream, where she's like searching after the watch. Is like, it's so hard to like get down to that stream. It's like all stairs, and anyway, so I was thinking about that a lot. That must be a struggle, but I guess they also kind of acknowledge that during the scene where she like runs out of battery on her wheelchair. But that snow was so fake during that scene. That also really took me out of it. Like, there were some like ball-sized styrofoam bits sticking to her hair that I was like, come on, this is some really fake snow. Anyway, I'm just giving you guys a lot of random thoughts instead of thoughts about the actual plot, but I don't know.
That's a good perspective, though, because when they did the job interview thing, I'm like, y'all don't have an elevator in here? I'm so confused. But that makes sense if they're not as accessible for like people in wheelchair over there because of the steps, but that's crazy.
I thought, where you bring up a good, like, you made me think of one of the things that made me feel like maybe the show isn't going to be over the top and corny, because like her reactions to all of the like obstacles she was facing that day, like even one of those would have taken me out. Like I would have been like, I'm done. But her kind of optimism wasn't overdone. It was like very much like you could like tell why she was just like, okay, putting on a brave face and moving on to the next kind of thing. Like, so that's kind of this, that was the tipping point for me, I think, where I was like, okay, yeah, this drama is going to be good, I think.
I totally agree. Going back to what you were saying about SHINee, Manasa, from what I like read online, people were, SHINee fans were upset because the drama came out on Jonghyun's birthday, was the member that took his own life. So people thought that like they kind of like did it on purpose or something like that. So that was a controversy with that. But as far as like I think I really appreciated like the disability representation in like that first episode, because again, like y'all said, I wasn't expecting that at all. Like I hadn't, there was no inclination, like the trailers or anything, that like, you know, she had a disability. And like you were saying, Manasa, like I feel like her optimism and her positivity, it wasn't overdone. Like it was, this is a person that like has been through adversity, and she's just like, I can do hard things. I'm going to push through. I'm going to persevere, and not in like a corny way or unrealistic way, but she's just like, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to persevere. But then she does get to that point at the end of episode one that she's like, I have had just such a horrible day. Like I'm going to cry now. So, you know, it was very like human of her. Yeah. But she does like, you know, go to through every day, like, you know, choosing like joy and happiness, which I really appreciated. But yeah, it's, and I also really like how they showed like how hard it is to, like you guys said, like go around the city in a wheelchair, you know, going to the job interview, there's no elevator, you know, just trying to get into the concert, like all these things that she was trying to do that she was struggling with because she was in a wheelchair. So I like how they showed that as well.
Yeah.
I think they handled that really well. So, so yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Can we also, switching gears, can we talk about Total Eclipse of My Heart?
Oh yes.
Is Woo-Sook really singing? Does anybody know? Is he really singing?
I don't know. That's a good question. I was actually wondering the same thing. I wouldn't be surprised if it was actually him, because I feel like a lot of actors sing, but who knows? I have no idea.
Can we also just talk about how those songs did not suck? I was very surprised.
The songs were good. They were good.
So bad.
Where's the album?
Okay. No, seriously, they were so good. Like I would genuinely listen to their group. It's really good.
They remind me so much of like Day Six or like The Rose, like K-rock bands. I was like, yes.
I loved it. I was like, this is one of my groups.
Yes.
Sunjay is my bias.
Oh my gosh. I gotta see the rest of the group. Somebody in the group is in a K-pop group. I was like, oh
really?
Yes. Ew. I'm gonna pull him up. His name is Yang Hyuk. He plays Jay in the group. He had the little blonde track pieces. He's in Omega X.
Oh, I've heard of that group.
You have
that group has gone through a lot. They're a mess.
Oh no.
Haven't they been through like a lot of changes and stuff and name changes and things like that?
I think they have like some, I've never listened to a song of theirs, but they have like a lot of drama with that. Aren't they the group that got abused by their CEO or something?
Oh, goodness.
And like,
No.
Had to file a lawsuit to get away from them. I don't know.
Oh, good.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Oh, Omega X. Well, at least
you're good for them getting jobs outside of.
Yes. Hopefully we get to see him again.
They are the group. Yep.
It is. Oh. Mm-hmm. Dang. Well, good for him. He getting jobs, like you said. From the group. But I thought that was interesting. Eclipse. I'm a fan.
Appreciated how every time she tries, so she goes back in time. I appreciated how when she tries to reveal something about the future, time just pauses and doesn't let her. I love that, because time travel can just be so messy. And like, you know, we all know the rules of time travel, you know, you go back in time, you can't start changing stuff because it has a ripple effect. So I really appreciated how like even when she tries to manipulate things, it doesn't work. I love that choice. So it gave me hope. I'm like, this isn't going to be a messy time travel show. I also really like how the time travel isn't the whole plot. Like, it's just like setting up the premise, but it's not the whole story, which I really, really appreciate. Because you know how we all feel about time travel at this point. So,
That's so true.
I really appreciated that.
Yeah. Was it too soon for a time travel drama, or were you ready in your heart to, you know, open
that's up? That's a good question. That's a good question.
I think I was ready. I think I was, like, it came at the perfect time. But, like, yeah. I would say it came at the perfect time.
Yeah. I would say I agree. Like, I wasn't like, oh my gosh, I'm not watching this because it's time travel. But... also, it was done in a way that wasn't that annoying to me, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
the whole stopwatch being the trigger for the time travel, and her not realizing for a while that it wasn't a dream, I thought was really funny. Like, I think there were so many scenes that in, like, I guess episode two mostly, that were just really like comedic moments of like lightness that you really need. So I really enjoyed that.
Yes. Can we also talk about the schools? How was she able to go back and forth to the boys' school?
The schools were across from each other, across the street.
You mean she can just go up in there and like they don't say nothing? Like, why is this girl in this in here? Like, they don't have no security guards blocking entry either way. Because I could feel that getting a little messy. You know.
That's a good point.
I feel like it was a missed opportunity. What happened to the university that they always use for these school dramas? I haven't seen it. Where is it?
Wait, it was in the show.
Oh,
Yonsei
no.
University.
They did use it.
Yeah. Oh. And it was so funny because that's like also the university they use for
Extraordinary
You. And it's the same actress. So the like, same actress in front of that Ivy wall was interesting.
I didn't know.
That's so fun.
I gotta go back. That's an Easter egg.
That really is. I've never known that. Something else I'm really curious about, like, let me think. Let's talk about the end of episode two then, because I think that's when like everything like changed for me, because then it literally put everything into perspective that happened in the beginning. Because we start off the show, he calls her from the radio, right. You know, he clearly like it seems like he knows who he was waiting to answer the phone, right? But she had no idea who he was. But then by the end of episode two, I was like, I understand what's happening now. And it kind of like explained everything that happened before, like at the end of episode two. So, at the end of episode one, he meets her on the bridge, like when her wheelchair died, and he like gave her the umbrella and was just like, oh, and she was like, oh, thank you. And she was like, so excited to meet him because, you know, he's her favorite idol. And she's like, oh, like here, take these candies and da, da, da. And like, we see him kind of like staring at the jar of candy. And I'm just like, why is he looking at this so like adoringly?
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I could not tell what was in that spice jar. I thought it was crumpled up paper.
Right. But I didn't know what it was until the end of episode two, when in high school she gave him the candies. And it's the same. Yeah. It's the same candy. Same.
I
and
missed that's, that.
Yeah. Okay. So then it kind of became clear that like she, because of her accident, clearly lost a chunk of her memory, so she doesn't remember him, but they clearly had like some sort of friendship or relationship in high school, because they showed his table like after he passed away, and there was a picture of them on the table, there's the candies, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, oh, like he, like they knew each other in high school, like they were like friendship relationship.
Wait,
something.
I thought that picture showed up on the table because of this like alternate timeline where she went into the past and now like became friends with her or friends with him. I didn't realize they like, I mean, I knew like he knew about her in the original timeline, but I didn't think it would, that it was the other way around in the original timeline.
Yeah, that's what I saw. So at first I was like confusing myself, and I thought there were two versions of 2008, but I think that there's one version of 2008 and they actually knew each other and had a friendship or a romance back then. And that's why when he saw her again, like on the bridge, or he even called her from the radio show, he knew who he was calling because they already knew each other and he knew her on the bridge. That's why he was like just staring at her, and she was just like, oh, like it's, I'm so happy I get to meet you. And now I can see the perspective, like, oh, like he's clearly kind of confused because he's like, I don't know each other. But I think she lost her memory or something, so she doesn't like remember that they know each other. But he has all these fond memories of like the candy and the picture and all these things. And then we can see like in the high school storyline that like he clearly like had a crush on her. Now I'm trying to understand why he is so mean to her. I'm trying to understand like why like he's trying to push her away. So I'm really interested to see like his perspective, like his full perspective, like even when he was in the K-pop group, of just like everything, like how does he see this whole situation? But yeah, but I feel you.
What
I
do you
there were
think happened to him? Do you think he like unalived himself, or do you think he got murdered?
I think he was murdered. Because, like, after seeing how he feels about Sol, like, he clearly has feelings for her. I don't think, it doesn't make sense for him to take his own life. Like, I know that he was burnt out from being in his group, and he was, like, ready to be done. But, like, I don't think that he was, like, depressed. So, yeah. I think he was pushed. I just don't know who pushed him. His manager's kind of sketchy. I wouldn't be surprised if it was him. But I don't know.
Yeah. I would really, if y'all watched the first two episodes, I really would recommend going back and watching episode one. Because there's so many, like, small nuances where you're like, okay, something is up here. Like, the radio show, he asks, like, do you know who this is? And she's like, no, and he feels hurt. And even on the bridge, he's basically about to cry. Like, he's so teary-eyed. Like, every time the camera goes on him, like, his eyes are, like, welled with water.
Yes.
And also she says, I know this is your favorite candy from, like, being a fan of his, which she, the one who originally gave him that candy. So it's just, like, there's so many small, like, Easter eggs.
Wow, y'all are blowing my mind.
Yeah.
I'm not smart.
Yes. No, but, like, Manasa, like, literally before, I thought, so, like, at first when all this happened, I was with you. Like, I thought she went back in time, but I also thought that after he died, he went back in time. And I thought that there were, like, two versions of 2008, an original version and, like, the version that they're, like, they've traveled back to. So I didn't realize that, like, everything that we had seen in the past is, like, the true, like, series of events. Like, she literally just went to the past. And, like, all that time, like, they were forming a relationship. And that's, like, really what happened, which is why in the future, like, before he passed away, he had all these moments with her, expecting her to, like, remember who he was because they already knew each other.
Wow.
So episode two, well, I was, like, screaming at the end because I was like, this is mind-blowing. I was like, oh, my gosh. I was like, this is so cute. So just put everything in episode one into perspective, because, like, Oriel was saying, I was like, why is he, do they just call random numbers? I was like, I don't remember that's how it happened back in the day on the radio. But, like, no, he called her because he knew her. And, like, you could tell, like, now that I'm thinking back to episode one, he was, like, waiting for her to answer as if you know who's going to be on the other line. So when she answered, it was just like, I don't know who this is. He was just like, oh, dang. Like, so, yeah. Oh, so good. I was mind blown.
Yes. Is it too early to get into theories?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we kind of started, kind of. So, y'all, I have an outlandish theory. It's basically because of I watched A Time Called You. But I really, first of all, like you were saying, Naz, I love the ending. But I think me going back and me, like, reviewing the scenes, I'm like, I feel like I know what's going on here. And it's probably not going to happen. But if y'all remember, he was on the balcony, right? He was in his white shirt. He was looking, you know, not nowhere near about to fall off into the pool. Then they switch downstairs, and, like, the host and the maid lady comes running up. She's like, oh my gosh, I just saw Sanjay. He's so cute. In my mind, I was like, how did you just see him when you can just tell from his hotel that he was there for a little minute? Yeah. And they also have somebody, like, knocking on his door repeatedly. So I'm like, there's another factor here. So in my mind, I was like, there's another Sanjay. There's a doppelganger situation here. There's a twin. There's another Sanjay in the different timeline. Like, he set up this whole thing. Like, her randomly went in his watch and the prize thing. Like, that don't make sense. Like, how she win that? Him just, like, seeing her, him singing the song at the concert that talks about his love for her. It's just so much happening there. I'm just like, there's another Sanjay here. He knew he had to throw the other Sanjay off the balcony in order for the time thing to happen, in order for her to go back in time and fix everything that's happening. I feel like he'd been trying to tell her what's happening in the other 2008, the 2008 we started with. I feel like he'd been trying to tell her what's happening, but because, you know, the rules they set up, it freezes. So I feel like he, you know, he's like, okay, you got to go back in time and figure out who hit you in the car and all this other stuff. I don't know. But we'll see. Doppelganger. I don't know. But that's probably not going to happen, because it's the true beauty, right? It's going to be something real simple. Yes. But we'll see.
I don't think I understand.
Well, Naz, because you didn't watch A Time Called You, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Show.
There were two. There were two Anya subs in that.
Yes.
In that storyline.
I really hope they don't do that, like, because that's why I stopped watching that show, because I was like, I don't even know what's going on anymore. Like, I was like,
not a mathematics.
What? Like, my head shouldn't have hurt when I'm watching a show. But no, that's really, I do think that, like, there's definitely has to be another time traveler involved, because I definitely agree, like, he wants to try to, like, prevent her accident, because I do think that he's the one that saved her in the first place.
Could be the second male lead helping, because what happened to him?
Well, I think that he's a time traveler. Like, there's something, I don't really have a reason why, but just the way he acts, like, I don't know. I feel like he seems to, I don't know, the way he interacted with Sol even upon meeting her, he acted very, like, familiar. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. He seems to be on some sort of mission. Like, I don't know. They really haven't set up his character at all. So I'm really interested to see, like, what role he's going to play in all of this. And because I feel like they're going to try to change his fate as well, because he became, like, a high school dropout or whatever. And I feel like maybe they're going to try to prevent that from happening.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yes. He's going to be like the Sojun at the end of True Beauty. They're going to go to his concert.
Exactly.
So
that's what I'm thinking, like, because he's in a band as well. Like, maybe he'll become like the big star or something that. Yep. And then maybe Sanjay can become an Olympic level swimmer.
Oh, true. Yes.
But yeah, I don't know. There's so many ways this can go.
Yes. Which Easter egg, did y'all know, like, when she first ran to the school, when she first went back to, like, 2008, they had, like, all the security guards around one of the pool swimmers. Did y'all notice that? He's, like, an Olympic gold swimmer in Korea. I was really? Like, I knew something here. So it was, like, a cameo with him there. I was like, that's cool. You never see him again.
That's really cool.
Yeah, but he's, like, he went to, I think he's Olympic gold. I don't know. But he went to the Olympics for Korea. So I think there was, like, a cameo type of situation there, which was
Really cool.
I thought, if it's at all interesting, I'd give you a tiny little, like, Korean lesson you never signed up for. There was a funny joke that, like, doesn't get translated into English well in episode 2. Where, like, she is getting interrogated by him about why she was, like, crying in front of him whenever she saw him. And she goes into this, like, very obviously made up excuse about how, you know, he reminded her of her dog. and her dog loves to swim. And so he asks, like, oh, yeah, well, what's your dog's name? And she's like, Otter. And he goes, well, why didn't you name him Seal or something? And it's because in Korean, the word for seal is a literal translation for water dog, like Murke, instead of like that would be the obvious name for a dog that loves the water.
That's so cute.
So I don't know. I thought that was funny, and I wish it came across in subtitles.
Yeah, but, yeah. Usually Vicky will, like, explain things like that, but sometimes they don't. How do you feel about, like, Sol's mom? I feel like she also knows something.
There's something off with her. Like, something about that accident. Like,
yeah. It's weird, though, because she has, like, the camera shows she has a burn on her hand, so I don't really know how that correlates with the car accident. Yes. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, Oriel, yes, that's so true.
I'm going to have to go back and watch these two episodes. I'm missing so much.
Episode 1 has so much. And even like when Sol was asking her about it, she was like, oh yeah, do you remember the guy from school? Or she was like, do you remember what happened? And her mom is just like, oh yeah. And then she switched to a whole different conversation. So her mom knows what's going on. That's why I feel like it's the doppelganger who told her mom not to tell her what happened and just continue to live.
You're still going with the doppelganger theory, okay.
I'm just going to keep it.
Oh my gosh. But no. No, because like every time she like brings up like, oh, do you know who might have saved me? Do you know whose watch this is? Da da da. The mom is like, she just looks super uncomfortable. Yes. So I'm like, mom knows something. Something's off. Maybe she knows like who hit her. I don't know. Like there's something about it.
Yeah. And even so the grandmom and the brother, like this was a whole different family in 2008. Like so much changed.
So true. That's so true. Yeah. Yes. Her grandma had her memory, still had her memory. Her brother wasn't as hot of a mess. Well, her brother is still kind of a hot mess, but yeah.
Interesting. I really liked that Sanjay's dad was my favorite K-drama Ajashi.
Oh my gosh. Yes!
He's going to be good comedic relief in the show.
I agree. I also love how they they brought that whole mystery around with like the video rental. Dad was like, I didn't rent this movie. And he's just like, well, are you ashamed because it's an adult movie? He's just like, I saw the movie in theaters with my wife. I'm not ashamed of it. I just know that I didn't rent it. And then we find out that Sanjay just grabbed a random movie and rented it because he was like in the video store with Seoul and he was nervous. He just grabbed anything. But I was like, this is so funny.
I can't. Also, can we talk about like how that man is always in record stores? Because even in 20th Century Girl, it's always a DVD VHS rental. Also, what a man that just will lend you his arm so you can nap on and he'll sweat.
And it was like a good 30 minutes probably too. He looked like he was hurting. I was like, poor guy. I am really interested to see like why he's like pushing her away, which I mean, yeah, like why he treats her the way he does, because then it kind of lends to like the doppelganger thing, because it's like, does he not want to cross paths with her? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm just really interested to see, like,
yes, why he's treated. Feed it to me.
I'm not co-signing it completely, but I'm just like, I'm just wondering, like, why he was treating her so coldly. So yeah, we'll see what happens with that. Also, Byung Woo Suk. Oh my gosh, he reminds me of PSJ a little bit. Like, if PSJ had like fuller lips, like I feel like they kind of like look alike a little bit.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
When his hair is pushed off his face, he looks like PSJ to me too.
I love him. Which is weird. He's so cute.
Yes. But he doesn't remind me of Room, but they have like this ethereal beauty where it's just like you shouldn't look this way. Like it's a little too beautiful.
You're too beautiful. Like looking at your face, you're like, are you a real person?
Are you real? Yes.
Like I've never seen anybody that looks like you ever. Like, do you exist in real life? Yeah.
Yes.
What other? I mean, I know you talked about 20th Century Girl, but have you guys seen him in Flower Crew? But have you seen him in anything else?
No, I haven't seen him in anything else. Mm-hmm. Just 20th Century Girl. I really want to watch Record of Youth.
Don't. It's a waste of time.
I know. I heard it's not good, but like I've never seen a Park Bo Gum drama, so I need to watch something.
Just wait. His and IU's drama is coming out. Wait for that.
Okay, I'll wait for that one. Yeah, because that should be guaranteed good. Okay. And I know, Manasa, I know. It's like shameful. I haven't seen a Park Bo Gum drama.
Okay.
Reply
1988. That's all I have to say to you.
Yeah, I know.
That's like required. Yeah. Required watching.
I'm watching that this year, like guaranteed. I will.
Okay.
I need to watch it. Because I feel like that's the only drama that. I feel like I've heard that his dramas are like just okay, other than Reply 1988. Like everything else is like Love in the Moonlight is just okay, Encounter is just okay, Record of Youth is just okay.
Agreed.
So, yeah. But I'm excited that him and IU are going to be in a drama. I feel like that has to be good.
Yes.
Okay, guys, it's time to make your decision. I think it's clear, but ladies, are we sticking with Lovely Runner?
Yes,
we are watching this drama. We'll see what they do. Please continue the epilogues, because I like the little flashbacks to give us more context of what's going on. But yeah, I'm looking forward to this romance. Also, I hope that we have a time jump.
We're definitely gonna get a time jump for sure. We have to get eventually.
But not like Tree Beauty, because you know, like they waited to episode 13 or 14, then it was like a weird time jump, and I'm like,
that's a
good point. Oh, and I hope the 11th hour conflict isn't really done. Like, or whatever weird murder plot reason they have to break up in episode 15.
Yeah. I also hope that, like, it doesn't become like a murder mystery who pushed Sanjay off the balcony.
Yes.
I mean, we do have to figure out who did that, but I hope they don't make it like the whole show.
Yes.
So yeah.
Which this show reminds me of A Time Called You a lot, because it was kind of a situation like that, a car situation as well, mm-hmm. in that. So it's really weird. Mm-hmm. But we'll see what they do.
Yeah. I have high hopes. I think they've done a great job so far putting everything together in a way that makes sense. Mm-hmm. The characters are really good and very likable, and so yeah, and it's like they're balancing, like, yes, like there's, like, you know, moments that kind of like pull at your heartstrings, but it's also very funny. So I really, really, really enjoy it. I've been, like, waiting for a drama like this for a while. Just like a nice, very K-drama-y type of drama. Just something I can enjoy. So, yeah.
And I hope they continue to make changes from the webtoon as well. Because they've already, like, because in the webtoon, it was a 6-year jump. But I think here is 13 years. So I hope they make little slight changes to make it, like, fun for everybody, the people who read the webtoon, the people who haven't. Yeah. Some exciting stuff. Yes. That'd be nice.
Yes. I'm so excited. Yay. So we'll be tuning in every Monday and Tuesday. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me today. This was so much fun.
A reunion.
Yes, this was so much fun. I look forward to having y'all back. But yeah, we will continue watching Lovely Runner and talk about it and hopefully gush about it. And you all, thank you so much for listening. Please let me know what you thought about Lovely Runner. Do you love it as much as we did? What questions do you have? What theories do you have? And yeah, I will talk to y'all later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.